part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
It is days like these I don't envy pastors, because they have these questions, difficult questions they have to answer. But then again, they are pastors. They have a connection with the Lord that we don't have, because we've never been called. They have been called. Joining us now is Pastor Teddy Chongo, who's going to be giving us some perspective and some answers. This question for today, a rather very, very interesting question. I'd love to hear, again, an answer from a pastor. Pastor Teddy, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I hope everyone is in good shape today.
I too, everyone. I'm hoping everyone is ready for this question. A question for today, Pastor, is why did God create mankind at all if in Genesis God said he was sorry he created them?
What an interesting question there. To begin with, allow me to just make mention the reason as to why God created mankind. Though that's not the focus that we're going to have today. The focus is on the second part, where it talks of regret and being sorry that God had created mankind. But then the reason why God created mankind simply is so that they could share in his overflowing love, grace, goodness through their relationship with him. That's the reason why God created mankind. But then, going on to the second part of the question, which is coming from Genesis chapter 6, verse 6, where it says, the Lord regretted that he had made human beings, or rather mankind, on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. You know, Mr. Presenter, it's fascinating how one word can alter the entire meaning of a sentence in a paragraph or any kind of an arrangement that we have. It is just very funny how when we interpret just a single word, and that misinterpretation can actually affect the way we understand the entire pericope. So this second part of the question really had me thinking throughout the night, because I had trouble understanding this. But then I want us to come to the attention, or I want to bring to our attention, that the Bible rarely speaks of God experiencing regret. Okay, so the Hebrew word for the word regret is nahem, from the root word nakam. And the word is exclusively about emotions, a feeling of pain, a feeling of sadness, or even unhappiness. So the word in question here does not imply that God feels he has made a mistake or wishes to have done things differently. All right? It is possible to experience grief and regret as used here without necessarily implying that God had made a mistake or that God had made an error in some way. It is just like any parent who has held a crying, upset child as they receive a beating, right? It doesn't mean that the parent is regretting the fact that they gave birth to that child. No, when they are beating the child, all right? It just means that the parent is not happy with the actions of the child. Not that the parent is regretting that he or she brought that child into existence. I don't know if you're getting me there.
Well, I was hoping you would address the verses where God actually suggests that he regretted, and he uses those words.
That's where we just read from Genesis chapter 6, verse 6, where it says, the Lord regretted that he had made humankind on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So I was explaining to say, in actual sense here, The word that is used here as regret does not mean the same way we understand it today. Okay? The verse in particular does not mean that God is unhappy with it. The verse in particular means that God is unhappy with the current state of man. All right? We need to understand that this is a low point in the history of humanity, and that God is troubled, God is aggrieved, God is pained by the outcome of his act of creation. I don't know if you're getting me there.
I'm following, Pastor. The different words that I use there, it's regret and sorry. Mm-hmm. So it's very clear. So I'm going to follow clearly. Just you can continue, Mfundisi. I'm listening.
Okay. All right. Now, what we need to understand here is that the man and woman, however, do not grieve their own sin. All right. Adam and Eve do not repent. God's grief stands in constant to that of his creatures, who blindly continue to indulge in every sinful thought, action, and word that begins in their hearts and minds. All right. So what I also want us to understand this afternoon is the wording of this pericope that we're just considering this afternoon. There are different kinds of words that we refer to mean something else, not in actual sense what the word itself is implying in that text. So for instance, the text here says, Genesis, I'll read that again, Genesis chapter 6, verse 6, that the Lord regretted that he had made human beings on earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. Other translations can say that the Lord regretted that he had made humankind, and he was sorry that he had made humankind. But then I want us to also come to a term that we call that we call anthropopathic language. All right. So one of the ways that we can deal with this passage is to assume that we have an anthropopathism. This anthropopathism is one thing that consists of attributing human feelings and emotions to God. In other words, God does not actually feel these emotions as we feel them as human beings. Instead, these terms that are used in this text are used of God to help us understand his response. Are you getting me?
I'm listening.
Thus, the words regret and sorry that are used in the text are for our own benefit and not for God's benefit. They are not describing God's true feelings. God does not become happy when we obey or sad when we disobey, in the same manner as human beings become happy or sad when they do something wrong. In other words, his emotions do not change based upon whether we obey him or disobey him. In this instance, the scripture in this case is using these human terms in expressing God's displeasure for the sin of the people, not that God regretted that he had created humankind. I don't know if I got you correctly there and I answered correctly there.
All right. No, that's the answer. That's the answer, Mfundisi. You're the pastor. I cannot purport to know better. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate it. Please pray for us as we close.
Sure. We're praying. Our God and our Father, who dwells in the Most High, we want to say thank you for the opportunity you've given us to discuss your word. Our prayer this afternoon is that may you make it possible for us to understand you as you speak to us. Help our friends that have been asking these questions, that may their lives turn around, that they may begin to understand you fully as you speak to them. It is in your name that we do pray, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Teddy Chango. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Sure. Thank you very much.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.